I think that the modern reader who's used to reading literary biography will be surprised by how irreverent Johnson's lives are, especially the lives of the poets whom he revered the most, actually, because Johnson, whilst wanting to celebrate the achievements of writers like Milton and Dryden and Pope, is fascinated by all the ignoble and commercial aspects of the life of writing. So, The Lives of the Poets is a repository of anecdotes in which we find the vanity and the prickliness and the oversensitivity of writers illustrated. Writers are not, in Johnson's depiction, glorious people. They're no better. In fact, sometimes you think they're a good deal worse than the rest of us. And in a way, although Johnson is writing literary lives of men that he, with one important exception, never knew, he's also writing about the life of authorship that he has himself known. You can see that most vividly in the life of the man, in the lives of the poets that he did know, Richard Savage. His Life of Savage had actually been published in an earlier form, more than 3 decades earlier. And Savage was a poet of absurd self-regard, but rather magnificent obduracy, whom Johnson had himself known very well as a young man when he too was a needy hack. And it's an extraordinary portrait of the self-solacing vanity that perhaps all impecunious writers need to have. And that sense that Johnson's own experience of the indignities of authorship is there in all his lives, that goes through, I think, that autobiographical impetus is there in each one of the accounts in this collection.